Interestingly, we're back to do another session.
Yes.
And how do you become more interesting? We talked about acquiring
knowledge,
interesting knowledge that you can turn into metaphors and apply.
Reading more books.
Yep.
Internet search. Well, yeah. Your son watches documentaries and all of that.
Right. Yeah. But the second way is to know interesting people or go out and meet interesting people.
Right.
So we've, through the years, met some really interesting people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, whether it's like a Rich DeVos, who very interesting, but even in our church plants, I remember some of the most interesting people you met when you were in Vancouver, and I'd visit you, and there was Colette, I believe.
Yep, yep,
and
yep. Yeah, Colette was... Colette started coming to our church before she was a Christian.
Right.
And she ended up bringing like 10 to 15 families to our church before she became a Christian.
Right.
She just had that gift of meeting people and talking to people.
It'd be interesting.
And a boldness. Yeah.
I mean, the Apostle Paul, I mean, biblically speaking, he is like a just crazy, amazing meter of people.
Right.
And subtly, too. I'll start with a subtle one, not an obvious one. When he's on the trip to Rome and their boat shipwrecks, it's fascinating. I love to read the nuances between the centurion who wants to kill everybody or wants to kill the prisoners and Paul. And they're talking about, and the centurion is enamored with the Apostle Paul. Like, this is one interesting guy.
Right.
You know, and you see underneath it in the text just how subtly interesting he was enough that the centurion, according to Luke, wants to do everything. And then when Paul comes up with a suggestion, this is what we must do, and no one will be lost, the centurion listens.
Right.
Because he always listening to Paul's stories.
Right. Yeah. Paul appeared before governors and kings, and they wanted audiences with Paul.
Yes.
Paul was a convincing speaker. He told great stories.
Even in his last trial, you know, you almost convinced me to be a Christian. That's the guy I was like, I'm not becoming a Christian. No way, no how, no matter what. And even almost he becomes a Christian.
Right. But he was connected to religious people. He was raised to be a Pharisee. So he was high up in that world. He knew people there.
Yeah.
He knew, the apostles. He had people sort of training under him.
Right.
He knew Philemon, who had a slave, Onesimus.
Right.
You know, we get the book Philemon.
Right.
He became friends with people that were tent makers like himself, and then they became leaders in the church.
I even think, like, Jesus is interesting. He's just like the Son of God, but he is interesting as he's walking along, and this dude's in a tree.
Yeah.
Okay, and he stops. Oh, that's Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, you come down. Okay. Why? It's not just, I want to meet you. I'm going to go to your house today. And then it says about, Jesus says, the Son of Man has come to seek and save the lost. But the whole story is interesting. And who, in those days, I want to go to the house of the tax collector and see what the deal is.
Right.
I think that's interesting.
Right. Jesus met with Matthew and all of his friends, a big party with all these tax collectors.
I mean,
if you just
Nicodemus.
Right. A religious leader comes. So meeting interesting people, it's more than, and you can read about interesting people. That's one way to do it. You can meet interesting people that have long died.
Right.
Through
books, biographies.
Yeah, Edison, Luther. There's an interesting book. I love the book Here I Stand about Martin Luther.
Yeah.
I just ordered a book yesterday because I read it and I couldn't find it anymore, but it's This Is John Calvin or something
like that
by Thea Van Halsma.
Yeah.
And I had read Calvin's Institutes, two big volumes.
Right.
Of heavy argumentative doctrine on every subject in the Bible and in doctrine. But this little tiny book introduced me to the man who struggled, who got kicked out of his own church, and then later they called him back, who had different family members die, you know, struggling with his relationship to his wife and his children and the people he was trying to lead. And it was all of a sudden, you know, I met the real John Calvin, it felt like. And then I appreciated all the other things that he had written. So you can get to know people historically, but there's something to getting to know people personally. I mean, you know, both of us got to know Rich DeVos and spend time with
him. We saw the interesting habits he had.
Yes.
And we wanted to copy some of them.
Right.
We saw his like how he would meet people.
Yes.
And even people that we would say, well, we're just not going to notice that person. But he would stop and notice people.
And look at their pictures of their grandkids. Yeah. And he had a habit that if someone was coming over, he would know ahead of time what their names were.
Right.
And so when they walked in, he would greet you by name.
Right, right.
Now, you know, he doesn't have to do any of that.
No.
He's, you know, he's doing his own thing. He's got enough money. He's got enough
right.
influence. So who does he have to impress? But that's, you know, so it was an authentic way of honoring every single person that was in his presence. Well, when you get to know someone like that and you see it, mm-hmm. it's, you know, I can read that we should be that way.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you get to know someone like that, it becomes incredibly, number one, interesting, but then that interesting way of operating rubs off on you.
You know, one of the things I love to do, and you do too, is like we actually have like our interesting mentor group. These are people that are just interesting that we, you know, want to learn from. And they don't mind if you ask them questions on why they're interesting. They actually feel complimented.
Right.
So, you know, we'll say, so, Rich, why did you do that?
Right.
And so hanging around interesting people, but then asking them, what are some of their secrets? Now, we don't ask them because we want to manipulate others. We ask it because it enhances our life and our ministry in itself.
Well, and interesting people are just interesting.
They
are. So you gravitate towards these people. But, you know, there's a little bit of work on getting out there and meeting interesting people, right? I mean, you could just stay in your little world.
Courage. Takes some
courage. Yeah, it takes some courage because a lot of times we see interesting people out there and we think, they are so interesting. Why would they want to bother with me?
Right. So how do you tell, Steve, when someone is interesting that you should invest your time and be courageous and get to meet?
Well, first of all, just, you know, be observant. If you had to make a list of the top 10 most interesting people close to your life.
Right.
And now, it might be someone that you know well. But it might be somebody like maybe you're in a big church and it might be your pastor or the worship leader or something like that, and you don't really.
Right.
Okay, so who are you attracted to? What makes them interesting to you? But then this is where it takes a little courage to go out there and actually communicate that.
Right, right. So to actually, are they interesting to you? I always ask my wife, who's interesting to her?
Okay.
I ask her. And she says, that person's sort of interesting. At first, really? And then, but I've learned over the years, boy, her hunches are good. And a lot of times, she will, like, at the surface, I won't really maybe see that.
Right.
But then if she points me in a direction and I get to know someone, and I find that actually almost everyone has an aspect that they're really interesting in.
Yeah.
And many times they, for whatever reason, you know, they hold back.
Right. Yeah. So there's two ways in some ways. You can find interesting people that, you know, on the surface you look and go, well, that person seems really interesting. Or the other way is to try to find the interesting thing in every person that you meet.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. So we'll continue on.